ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मनोमयः प्राणशरीरनेता प्रतिष्ठितोऽन्ये हृदयम् सन्निधाय तद्विज्ञानेन परिपश्यन्ति धीराः आनन्दरूपमृतम् यद्विभाति। दिस् मन्त्र वि हव् सीन् आलरेडी लास्ट् क्लास्। भिद्यते हृदयग्रन्थिः, छिद्यन्ते सर्वसंशयाः, क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे। वि सॉ द बेनिफिट ऑफ नॉलेज डिस्कस्ड इन दि प्रीवियस मंत्र। भिद्यते हृदय ग्रंथि, छिद्यन्ते चास्य सर्वसंशयाः, क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे। सो तस्मिन् परावरे दृष्टे, when the truth is discovered as one's own real nature, as the very self, as the very content of I, when the truth is discovered, the truth is implied by the word para, paravaram brahma, paravaram brahma, because the reality which is the truth of even avaram brahma, avaram brahma is Shakti Maya, and the source of that power, the avaram is Maya. Maya is the unmanifest power, and the source of the power is the reality which is Param Brahma. Therefore, the reality which is the only source of all power is Paravaram Brahma. When that reality is discovered as one's own Swarupam, Tasmin Paravare Drishte, then what happens? It's called Sati Saptami. Sati Saptami is the seventh, its locative case is used there. When the reality is discovered, Yada Paravaram Drisht, Paravaram Brahma Drishtam Bhavati, Tada, to say that Tasmin Drishte Paravare. When the reality is discovered, what happens? The benefit of knowledge is presented here in as a, the three factors are mentioned. First of all, ignorance, the knot of ignorance, which is the, which alone, the one knot of ignorance, which results in many other knots, the cobwebs of the mind, in terms of adhyasa, adhyaropaha, ahankaraha, then asha, other karma, punya phalam, then samsara, everything will be resolved. Therefore, tasmin drishte paravare, hridaya granthihi vidyate, the knot of ignorance will be resolved. Then, kshiyante chasya, all the sarva samshayaha, all the doubts also will resolve. Now, what is punyam, what is papam, why is suffering, what is parabdha, what is sanchitam, what is agami, what is this jagat, what are these parts of opposites, why, what is pain, what is pleasure, what are parts of opposites, what are loss, all the questions will become answered. Just having the vision of the truth, and in the light of the knowledge of the truth, there's a different perspective. Things fall in their place. All doubt is not there. All the notions are resolved. When the ahankara is resolved, ahankara means all wrong notions about the self are resolved. In the light of the knowledge of the truth as one's own self, the I am the doer notion resolves, I am the enjoyer notion will resolve. And when all the notions are resolved, where is the punyam, where is the papam, where is sanchitam, where is agami? Therefore, all his karmas simultaneously become resolved for good. That's why there's no such a thing called vasanakshaya. You need not wait for exhausting all your punya karmas, punya papas in your account. It's never possible. They will be there just by your objectivity, just by freeing yourself from the wrong notions in the light of wake of knowledge. All karmani also become simultaneously resolved for good. Kshiyante chasya karmani. So jnana phalam, the benefit of, in fact, the enjoyment of the benefit of knowledge also is mentioned here in this mantra, the result of knowledge. Now we'll see the next verse of today's verse.
Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam tachubram jyotisham jyotihi tad yadatma vido viduhu.
Having glorified the knowledge in terms of the mentioning the result of jnanam in the ninth mantra, in this tenth mantra, again, the mantra reveals the reality, discusses the reality. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam tachubram tachubram jyotisham jyotihi yad tad atma vido viduhu. Hiranmaye pare koshe. All these mantras are beautiful mantras. Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahma nishkalam tachubram jyotisham jyotihi tad tachubram jyotisham jyotistad yadatma vido viduhu. In this mantra, Upanishad presents the Atma Vidaha. If you take the word, last word, Atma Vidaha Viduhu. Atma Vidaha Viduhu. The first, the whole mantra is discussing the reality. Then Atma Vidaha means the knower of the self is Atma Vidhu. One who knows the truth of I, one who knows, one who has shifted his essence cognitively from the body, negating the body as an object of knowledge, a material one, material product, negating even the physiological functions as objects of knowledge, as the material objects of knowledge, shifting the essence from the sense powers and the powers of organs of actions as subtle powers, material powers, shifting the essence cognitively from even the antahkaranam, shifting the essence from all other thoughts, memory, intellect, emotions, all other thoughts, desires, emotions, etc., distinguishing the essence from all of them, then one who has understood what is this essence, which is, where does it rise from, where does it resolve, by recognizing that thereby one who has arrived at the truth of the I in terms of its nature of knowing, he understands. Then one who obtains as the knower in the antahkaranam, in the mind, is none other than pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That formless consciousness is the reality, which is the content of I. The one who is convinced doubtlessly of the fact of consciousness being the truth of I. It takes a tremendous strength, because one has to first of all cognitively shift the essence from body, mind, sense complex. Then one has to see the essence being distinct from rest of the material aspects which constitute the individual being. Then he has to see that subtle essence, obtaining of thought, actually is not outside of pure knowledge. Thereby, identity, I becomes identified with the pure consciousness knowledge. And such a person who sees, and that consciousness is the only reality, the one reality which is the all, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is the truth of all the individual beings, everything here. One who, that therefore it is implied by the term Atma, and one who has that, one who has arrived at the consciousness as the truth of I is the one who has arrived at the Atma. Therefore, he is said to be Atmavithu. The knower of one's own self means, the knower of one's own self here, Atmavithu means one who has claimed consciousness as the self. One who has taken ownership of pure consciousness, formless, abstract consciousness as the truth of I. Such a person is Atmavithu. There are many jnanis. Atmavidaha is a plural word. And Atmavidaha viduhu means those who have recognized the truth, the self being consciousness, those people alone know that Brahma. If the person knows one's own truth, he has known the truth of everything. So the Upanishad says here, Atmavidaha viduhu. The knower of knowers of the self know. What do they know? They know that tad. What is that? The truth of the whole universe. Because the truth of the whole universe, truth of Ishvara and truth of one's own self are not different. The same, one and the same. Atmavidaha tadviduhu. Those who know the self know the truth of the whole universe. And what is the truth? He says, tat shubhram. Shubhram. Tat shubhram tat shubhram. You can see tat shubhram means tat shubhram. Shubhram literally means white. Shubhram means pure. Why here? The reality, how is it? It is of the nature of purity. Reality is pure means reality, the consciousness that itself is free from all impurities and all blemishes. Consciousness does not have punyam papam, does not have jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, etc. Consciousness is the truth of everything. It is untouched by any of these impurities. Consciousness is ever pure. Therefore it is shubhram. It is shubhram. It is pure. And this the shubhram. Yes, Jyotisham Jyotihi. Jyotisham Jyotihi is a very nice word. Always this word is used in Shastram. Because light of all the lights, the truth, the Atmavidaha Viduhu means the reality. People who know the self know the truth of everything. In what form do they arrive at? That they arrive at the reality as the light of all lights. Jyotisham Jyotihi. Be very careful here. When the Upanishad uses the word Jyotihi, it means light. It should be taken literally as light. Understand the definition of the light. Light is that which lights up everything. So anything which lights up, anything which does not require another light to come to light, is light. That which does not require another light to come to light, and at the same time, that which brings to light other things is light. Light is that which is self-luminous, which does not depend upon another light to come to light. At the same time, that which brings to light many things. So, light of all the lights means, what are the lights here? The so-called sources, external sources of light, Jyotisham Jyotihi. The so-called sources of light, sun, moon, stars, etc. You must remember the meaning of the mantra Natatra Suryo Bhati. All these external sources of light illumine the opaque things. So opaque things cannot, need not illumine the light. The opaque things themselves are dependent on the light of seeing power. The seeing power, from the standpoint of the seeing power, the sources of light become illumined. Seeing power is the illumining light. The seeing power lends existence to the light, sources of light. The seeing power is the light of the lights. Again, the seeing power also is a light lit up by another light, which is mind. And mind also is a light lit up by the light of consciousness. Therefore, all the five sense powers are lights, or like the lights, because each sense power brings to light its own corresponding object. Therefore, all five sense powers are lights from the standpoint of their corresponding objects, which are perceived. And these sense powers, lights of sense powers, shine after the light of mind, because mind has to back up the sense powers for them to be functional. Then the mind also is shining after the light of consciousness. Therefore, it is the consciousness. The consciousness is not the light. Consciousness is not the light, but the light which lights up all the minds, thereby by lighting up the minds, by illumining the minds, by lending existence to the minds, that which lights up all the sense powers, thereby that which lights up all the entire world of objects is consciousness. If consciousness is not the light, but the light which illumines, by knowing is illumining, being conscious is illumining, being aware is illumining. Okay, illumining means not take it literally. So being aware, being conscious, knowing is illumining. The reality which is of the nature of consciousness, just by its presence, it illumines, means it knows. By knowing, it lends existence, it illumines everything. Therefore, consciousness is not the light, but the light which illumines everything, but by knowing, lending existence is consciousness. Was said to be the Jyotisham Jyotihi, the absolute light which lights up all sources of light, all sense organs, all the minds, is this light of consciousness. Jyotisham Jyotihi is what? Tad Atmavidaha Viduhu. They know this. But where do they know? It's also said here. And that is Brahma, Nishkalam Brahma. It says Nishkalam, Kalam, Sakalam means that which has parts. But Nishkalam Brahma means partless, indivisible, undivided whole. The consciousness is implied by the term Brahma because of its nature of limitlessness. So this reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which alone have existence of everything, which is partless, undivided, indivisible, because reality is free from all differences. There is no swagata bhedaha on the part of consciousness. There is no internal divisions and parts. Consciousness is a partless, like hands, legs, etc. There is no parts. Therefore, it is partless. It is free from the differences, internal differences, because one is partless whole, and there's no second consciousness. Therefore, there's no sajatiya bheda. There is nothing other than consciousness. There's no vijatiya bheda. Reality is free from all threefold differences. Therefore, this divisionless, undivided, indivisible whole is Nishkalam Brahma. Nishkalam Brahma is Virajam. Rajas here means the papam. Viraja means free from all punya papams. Free from the reality, which is free from all punya papas, all impurities, all you have seen, shubram. Virajam. Hiranmaye pare koshe. The people who know the truth, where do they know? Atma vidaha kutra viduhu. Where do they know? In that pare koshe. This paraha koshaha is actually, paraha kosha is the mind. Pare koshe, hiranmaye pare koshe. They discover this truth in their own mind. Hiranmayaha pare, paraha kosha is nothing but one's own mind here. So hiranmaye pare koshe, atmavidaha, tad shubram jyotisham jyotihi, virajam nishkalam brahma, Atmavidaha viduhu. The word is shubram, virajam mean the same. So Hiranmaye Pare Koshe, this instead of Hiranmayam. Hiranmayam means effulgent. Even though Hiranmayam means golden. Literal meaning is golden. Hiranyam is gold, Hiranmayam is golden. But here, Hiranmayam is effulgent mind. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe, don't mind, they discover this truth. Even though reality is all pervasive, is there available, the people who know the self discover the truth as the very self in their own mind. Why Hiranmayam? Because mind is always manifesting medium for consciousness. Mind is ever conscious. Mind is always conscious. There's never a time mind is not conscious, because mind is the manifesting medium for consciousness. Our mind is always being inseparable from consciousness, ever conscious. That's why it's said to be Hiranmayam, Hiranmayaha Paraha Koshaha. There, this person discovers the truth. Now, we come across the same meaning is going to be unfolded. How do you say Jyotisham Jyotihi? That is going to be discussed in the next mantra, which you already have learned from it thoroughly, but till it comes as I had part of the lesson, I have to teach you this today. Natatra Suryo Bhati Na Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kutoyam Agnihi Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati Na Tatra Suryo Bhati Na Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kutoyam Agnihi Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati. So this verse is a very well-known popular verse, this mantra. And in fact, in all our pujas, when we conclude, we use this verse to do the arati. Why do we use this mantra when we do arati? I'll tell you the reason later on. Here, the Jyotisham Jyotihi, the one word of the previous mantra is unfolded in this mantra. One word is commented upon in this mantra. There's a commentary on the previously what said the word. Jyotisham Jyotihi. One word is taken for commentary in this verse. So, Jyotisham Jyotihi, light of all lights, means here, I already said, sorry, some disturbance. You all hear me now? See, Bhati means shines. Suryaha Bhati, sun shines. Chandraha Bhati, moon shines. Nakshatrani Bhanti, all the stars shine. Do you hear me? So all these sources of light shine. And the entire external world of opaque things shines after these sources of light. Because opaque things do not shine on their own. They do not have light of their own. They are dependent on some other light to come to light. So they are said to be shining after the sources of light. The external world of opaque things shines after the so-called sources of light. Sun, moon, lightning, fire, all these external sources of light. The opaque world of opaque things shines after these sources of light. But from the standpoint of the world of opaque things, the sources of light are said to be self-luminous. Swayam Bhanti, sun or moon or lighting, etc. Sun does not depend upon other opaque things to come to light. Where the other objects are dependent on sun to come to light. Therefore, the world Anubhati, the world of opaque things shines after Anubhati, whereas Suryaha Bhati, sun shines independently. From the standpoint of opaque things, sun Bhati, world Anubhati. And also, it is so the world of opaque things itself is dependent on some other light to come to light. Sun will lose its status of being existent if it is not revealed. And then what is that light which illumines the sun, the source of light? We think sun is self-luminous. Yes, sun is self-luminous from the standpoint of opaque things. But from the standpoint of the seeing power, your own eyes, sun is not self-luminous. Sun Anubhati. The sun which is Bhati, which shines from the standpoint of opaque things, from the standpoint of seeing power, sun shines after the seeing power. Suryaha Anubhati. Now, the seeing power is Bhati. Your seeing power Bhati, they shine. Your seeing power shines, is self-luminous. Seeing power is not dependent on sun to be able to see. Whereas sun is dependent on the seeing power. So Suryaha Anubhati, your Indriyani Bhanti, sense power shines. Again, the seeing power also does not shine by itself. So the world of opaque things shine after the sun. Sun shines after the seeing power indriyam, the light of sense organ. And the light of sense organ also does not shine by itself. Na anubhati, like the seeing power also shines after another light, it is light of mind. So everything Bhati, Anubhati. From one standpoint Bhati, from another standpoint Anubhati. The world of opaque objects shines after the seeing power, light, sun. But sun shines after the seeing power. Seeing power shines after the light of mind. The mind also shines after the eye. What is that light which lights up the mind? It is the eye sense which shines after the light. It is the eye sense which is the light which lights up even the entire mind. What is that light which is there as the eye sense? And that is the absolute light. That which is there as the source of the eye, light of eye sense is pure, formless, abstract, inexplicable, imperceptible, unobjectifiable consciousness. It is the pure consciousness, pure knowledge, which is there as the source of I, which is the Jyotisham Jyotihi, light of all the lights. Therefore, in this mantra, it is said, made very clear, it is the how many knowers are there in the world? How many knowers are there? You can say, now, how many our minds, how many our people are there? How many our minds are there? In all the minds enjoying the status of the knower, what is there is the one and the only consciousness. The knower of all the minds, illuminator of all the minds is one and the only indivisible, undivided consciousness. the whole, only consciousness. Consciousness is the only truth which is there, enjoying the status of knower in all the minds. Minds are many, but in all of them, as the knower of the mind, what is it which is there is the consciousness. There is no knower other than consciousness. Therefore, there are not many knowers. The known minds are many. Illumined minds are many. But the knower, illuminated consciousness is, the truth is one, that is in the form of consciousness. Therefore, it is, this mantra says very clearly, the entire world is dependent on its existence. You know, the entire world enjoys the status of being existent only when the world shines. The world does not shine. Even if the world is, the world will be as good as non-existent. See, what is it which lends existence to the world? The world doesn't have independent existence of its own at all. The world needs to shine. The world must become the known world. Only then world is as good, world is considered to be existent. Otherwise, it is as good as non-existent. So where does the world? It means the world has to become known, has to be known. The world has to be known. Thereby, to have the status of the existent, world is dependent. World has to be illumined, perceived. But being perceived is being illumined. The world has to be perceived in order to be known. Thereby, to have the status of the existent. Therefore, for the world to be perceived, to be illumined, the world is dependent on the lights of sense organs. That's why Indriyani Paranyahuhu. Indriyani always said to be superior to the world, because the world is dependent on sense organs to come to light. Sense organs are not dependent on the world to shine, to be functioning as sense organs. Sense organs are not dependent on the world. Well, the world is dependent on the function of mentation to be functional. The sense organs have to become conscious, sentient, to be functional. If they have to serve as means of knowledge of the world, then they are dependent on the function of mentation. Therefore, it is the mind which is the light, which lights up this light of sense organs, lights of sense organs. And the mind also is capable of illumining, knowing, illumining the external world because of the blessing of the consciousness. Because mind serves as the manifesting medium only when the because of the manifestation of consciousness in the mind. Mind is conscious, sentient, and mind is capable of functioning as the relative knower through the sense organs. Mind is capable of illumining the world. Therefore, mind also is dependent on the reality of consciousness, whereas consciousness is not at all dependent on the function of mind, mentation, or the function of sense organs, or the existence of the world for its existence. Consciousness is not dependent on mind or its function or sense organs or the world for its existence. Whereas the world is dependent on sense organs for its existence. The sense organs are dependent on mind for their existence. Mind is dependent on consciousness for its existence. Ultimately, the world, sense organs, mind, everything is dependent on consciousness for their existence. How? Because knowledge is existence. Existence is a thing but knowledge. Therefore, existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. The existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. And knowledge of the world is possible because of the source of knowledge, which is the truth, reality, which itself is said to be pure knowledge, Brahma, Atma. Therefore, it is this consciousness which is the Jyotisham Jyotihi. It is his consciousness which is said to be the truth of the Lord, truth of the world, Jivasya Jagataha Ishwarasya Satyam Brahma. The only truth of the Lord, Jiva, Jagat, Ishra is this consciousness, Vipravacham, Atma or Brahma, which alone is of the nature of self-existence, which is consciousness, which is the
Natatra Suryo Bhati, Suryaha Tatra Nabhati.
You think sun shines independently. No, sun shines after ultimately the consciousness, relatively the sense organs. Chandra, the Chandra Tarakam. No, not even Chandraha, not even Tarakam. The so-called self-luminous sources of light shine after the light of the seeing power, which shines after the light of mind, which shines after the light of consciousness, the absolute light of consciousness, Jyotisham Jyotihi, the light of all the lights. Nema vidyuto bhanti. So, na imaha vidyutaha bhanti, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Beautiful line is this. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Sarvam, all the sources of light, the so-called sources of light, tameva anubhanti, shine after only that Lord. And who is that Lord? The Lord in the form of the truth of consciousness. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. That consciousness is ever evident, ever effulgent, self-effulgent, ever effulgent, ever revealing, ever evident. That ever consciousness, which is always of the nature of knowing, that reality alone is the truth, is the Lord here. So all these so-called sources of light shine after that only light, light of consciousness. It's a very beautiful verse. I remember the days when Pujya Swamiji unfolded this verse. I never get tired of listening to this unfoldment of this one particular verse. He unfolded so beautifully, the Swamiji, this one verse. He made us feel so emotional that day, in fact. Emotional sense, not in a wrong sense, not in a limited sense. You could see how can you miss Bhagavan? How can you miss Bhagavan in anything? There's no Bhagavan other than the truth, and Bhagavan or truth is always there. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. All that is here, all the entire world of objects, all the sense organs, all the minds, all of them enjoy existence because they are functional, because they're shining, they shine after that only truth of Bhagavan in him of consciousness. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Idam sarvam tasya bhasa vibhati. Idam sarvam, this entire universe, this entire world of objects, all the, including all sources of light, shine after that light because of the light of Bhagavan of consciousness. Tasya bhasa, because of the light of consciousness alone, because of the light of Bhagavan in the form of consciousness alone, the everything shines. The very fact everything shines because of the light of consciousness. It is light of consciousness, which is the truth, which is Bhagavan for us. Therefore, that when you say, when you show the light, we show only camphor light. So we say, kutoyam agnihi, kutaha ayam agnihi. How is this light of camphor, the camphor light which I'm waving in front of Bhagavan, is going to reveal Bhagavan? That's the question. How is this camphor light which I'm waving here is going to reveal Bhagavan? Why? Bhagavan is the very truth, which in the form of knowledge, because of which everything shines, that Bhagavan, that truth, because of which all the lights shine. How is that Bhagavan is going to be revealed by this camphor light which I'm waving in front of Bhagavan? That is the meaning. That is how we mean. Kutoyam agnihi, kutaha ayam agnihi. How is this light going to reveal Bhagavan, the absolute light which lights up the whole world? This is the meaning of this mantra. Na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra tarakam, nema vidyuto bhanti, kutoyam agnihi, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. This one verse, please all of you read what has been given in Swamiji's book, and we will continue, because the disturbance, I think I'm... Have any doubts here? Any questions you want to ask?
Swamiji.
Yeah?
Nishkalam and Sakalam.
Yeah.
What does the Kalam mean?
See, we say the Kala. Kala means a digit. For example, Chandra Kala means a digit of the moon. The digit of the moon implies many parts. So Sakalaha means one who is, Bhagavan is everything. When you say Bhagavan is Sakalaha, Nishkalaha means Bhagavan is partless. Partless, undivided, indivisible, whole. Why? Bhagavan is a qualification attributed to the very formless, abstract reality, and which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, Nishkalam, that's why Brahma is a neuter gender word. Therefore, Nishkalam Brahma. Partless, undivided, indivisible. It has no part, it's no attributes. Attributeless also, it means. Okay, Sakalam, Nishkalam. When you say Bhagavan is Sakalam, means everything is Bhagavan. Sakalaha. But Nishkalaha means, you say, partless. Here it comes as an adjective of Brahma. This one, Nishkalam Brahma, means partless, indivisible, undivided, whole. So, what it is said here, kutahayam agnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, very beautiful. If at all something says something shines, bhati means it is only the knowledge. It is the reality, absolute, abstract reality obtained in the form of consciousness alone shines. Which means shines by itself. It's only self-evident, self-revealing, self-God. The entire world of objects, entire objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex, shines after that light of consciousness, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. So everything shines after that only consciousness which alone shines. How one sunlight alone is shining in the form of all opaque things. It is absolutely the light of it is the consciousness which alone is shining in the form of all the entire known objective universe. Illumined object is reflection of consciousness. It's a reflection of light. Similarly, the known world is manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. See, take it this way. Illumined illumined opaque thing is reflection of light. Similarly, known world of objects is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, what is this whole world? The whole world shines where? In absolutely in the light of consciousness. Relatively in the light of sun. Relatively in the light of sense powers. Relatively in the light of mind. Absolutely, the world shines in the light of consciousness. Shines after the light of consciousness, which alone shines independently. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. It is only because of the light of consciousness, the entire world shines. Time shines. Space shines. All the elements shine. All means everything is available for enjoyment, experience, existence. Everything exists in means because of light of reality in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Tatra chandraha na bhati, suryaha na bhati, tarakam na bhati, imaha vidyutaha na bhanti, sarvam tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Idam sarvam, we think all this world of innumerable countless forms shine different forms. Vibhati means vividam bhanti. Everything shines differently. Everything different, innumerable different forms shine differently is all because of, they all shine after the only light of consciousness, which is self-luminous, which shines, which is self-evident, self-revealing, self-conscious. Natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti. Kutoyam agnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. So tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Everything shines after him. Tam means him. Him means whom? The Lord. Who is the Lord? The truth of knowledge, truth of consciousness. Tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Immediately following this verse, for me, as a regular practice of puja, kaye navacha, that verse comes to my mind. Because we do this verse only as an arti mantra, isn't it? This is arti mantra. We do this for doing arti. Okay, any other question?
Bhasa, tasya bhasa.
Bhasa, bhas is a sakarantaha. Napumsakalingaha bhas shabdaha. Bhas means light. Bhasa is a third case. Like manasa, vachasa, bhasa. Bhasa is instrumental case of bhas. Not our English boss, okay? B-O-S-S boss. Not that boss. Bhagavan is the boss, of course. But here, bhas means effulgence, light. That is why sun is called Bhaskaraha, the maker of light. Bhaskaraha, Dinakaraha, Divakaraha, Dineshaha. Sun is called Bhaskaraha. Why? Divakaraha. Because maker of the light. Therefore, sun being the source of light, one who illumines. Why he is called the Bhaskaraha. Bhas itself is a noun. Bhas. Light effulgence. But it's a neutral gender word. Sakarantaha napumsakalingaha bhas shabdaha. And tasya tritya ibhakto ekavachane bhasa iti rupam. Bhasa is instrumental case. Tasya bhasa. Tasya you know very well. Because of tasya third case. Isn't it? Tasya first case. Tasya bhasa. Because of light of that knowledge. Light of him. Because of his light, because of the light of విభాతి తమేవ భాంతం. భాంతం ఇస్ ఆల్సో వాట్ శత్రు శత్రు అంత భాతి షైన్స్ షై హి నౌ సన్ షైన్స్ సూర్య భాతి సూర్య సన్ ఈస్ షైనింగ్ హౌ విల్ సే సూర్య బాన్ బాన్ మీన్స్ షైనింగ్ అండ్ వాట్ బాత్ తకారణ శబ్ద బాంతం ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ బాన్ హిమ్ హూ షైన్స్ తమేవ భాంతం లైక్ గచ్చంతం పటంతం లిఖంతం బాంతం ఇస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ కేస్ గాట్ ఇట్ తమేవ భాంతం అనుభాతి సర్వం సర్వం అనుభాతి అనుభాతి మీన్స్ షైన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ విచ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ షైన్స్ ఎవ్రీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ద ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ ద సో కాల్డ్ సోర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ లైట్ ది సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ది మైండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సర్వం ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హియర్ షైన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎఫల్జెంట్ light of consciousness. Nothing has light of its own, nothing has consciousness of its own. Everything comes to light, everything enjoys existence because of the light of consciousness. Sarvam anubhati, everything shines after, which means nothing has light of its own. Even the so called sources of light which enjoy this status of being the sources of light also shine after light of consciousness. The sense organs, all the sources of light, even the mind, they're all relatively lights, but absolutely all of them shine after the only light of consciousness. Is it clear? Any other question?
Kutaha, I am Agnihi, the bhanti there, that goes with...
Bhanti is a plural verb. Bhanti.
So does bhanti go with vidyutaha?
Bhanti, it's the second conjugation root, bha. Therefore, bhati singular, bhanti plural. Gacchati, gacchataha, gacchanti. Like bhati, bhataha, bhanti. See, nakshatram bhati, nakshatrani bhanti. Gacchati, gacchanti. Like that, bhati, bhanti. When you put the prefix anu, shines after, anu bhati. Got it? Na tatra suryo bhati, tatra suryaha na bhati, na chandra tarakam, chandra tarakam na bhati, chandraha na bhati, tarakam na bhati, tarakam star. Star does not shine. You think it shines self-luminous. No. Even that shines after other light of sense organ. That's what I mean. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam na imaha vidyutaha ne ma vidyuto bhanti. Vidyut means electricity. Vidyut means lightning. Vidyutaha, plural of vidyut. Vidyut is singular word. Takaranta strilinga shabdaha vidyut. But vidyutaha plural imaha. Imaha is also what? Third person pronoun. Imaha vidyutaha. These lightning. Imaha, plural word. But lightning is given in the plural form. Therefore, imaha vidyutaha means the source of lightning of lightning. Imaha vidyutaha. Na bhanti. Na bhanti, plural verb. సూర్యః న భాతి చంద్రః న భాతి తారకం న భాతి సన్ డస్ నాట్ షైన్ మూన్ డస్ నాట్ షైన్ సన్ ద స్టార్ డస్ నాట్ షైన్ ఇమాః విద్యుతః న భాంతి ఫుల్ వర్బ్ దీస్ లైట్నింగ్ ఆల్సో డు నాట్ షైన్ ఆన్ దర్ ఓన్ లైట్నింగ్ ఇస్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ఫుల్ ఫామ్ విద్యుత్ సింగులర్ విద్యుతః ప్లూరల్ న భాంతి వై ఫోర్ ఆర్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ సెట్ టు బి సోర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ లైట్ Sources of light illumine other opaque things, but they are self-luminous. They shine the way themselves. That's what we think. But they only from the standpoint of opaque things, they are self-luminous. But from the standpoint of the seeing power, they are all illumined. They're not self-luminous, they shine after the sense organs. And the sense organs shine after the mind. Mind shines after consciousness, Atma. Therefore, everything ultimately shines after that Atma, which is Brahma, which is Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, in the form of consciousness. So, tatra suryaha na bhati, chandraha na bhati, tarakam na bhati, imaha vidyutaha na bhanti, nema vidyuto bhanti. Therefore, why do you leave fire? Kuto yam agnihi, I am agnihi kutaha. How do you expect the light, this fire, light in the form of fire, fire to shine by itself? All these sources of light do not shine independent, do not shine on their own. They are not self-luminous as you think. So also, kutaha ayam agnihi. How can this fire be a source of, fire be self-luminous? Kutaha ayam agnihi. Ayam agnihi, this fire. Having said that, tameva bhantam. Only self-luminous, self-effulgent, self-existence, sahayeva bhati, and tam bhantameva, and that Lord who alone shines, who alone is self-effulgent, and tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. All this here shines after that Lord in the form of self-effulgent consciousness. Therefore, tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Idam sarvam, this entire universe shines because of the light of consciousness, because of light of Bhagavan in the form of consciousness. Finished? Okay, I'll see you soon for Sanskrit class. Give me some time, few minutes. Give me some 10, 5 minutes.